How well do you know your spouse? If I asked you to name some of their favorite foods or places to travel, you probably could give me an answer fairly quickly, right? Now let me ask you this. How much money did they make last month? Could you give me an actual number, or is it a ballpark figure? I'm hoping it's the former, but from what I've been reading lately, it appears that many couples are in the dark about each other's finances. Like really in the dark. Let's take my question about salary. Fidelity Investments recently released results from their couples retirement study. Of those surveyed, 43% could not correctly identify how much their partner makes. And out of that group, 10% were off by $25,000. Those are some pretty significant numbers. Or how about this one from Haven Life? 1 in 5 Americans have secret debt their partner doesn't know about. That's a huge problem, but it doesn't have to be the case with you. This episode, we're going to look at a few of the major findings, figure out why it happens, and have some solutions. So if you are in these situations, you can start improving your marriage and fixing your money today. Why don't we start off with Fidelity's numbers? First one's actually pretty positive. It says that 72% of couples said that they communicate exceptionally or very well. So that's great. But then we got to go back to the 43% that couldn't correctly identify how much their partner makes. While I'm sure there are definitely extreme cases of people hiding their salary, I wouldn't be surprised, based on what I've read and heard from others, that a lot of it has to do with assumptions that we make. Maybe at the beginning of a relationship, we're fairly certain about the numbers. We know what's coming in because we're drawing up a budget together. We know the expenses. But then there's kind of this autopilot that sets in, unless there's a huge job loss or maybe you find a new career. You know, couples figure that it's business as usual. And perhaps we estimate based on our own progress. There's also that factor that typically one person is in charge of the day-to-day finances. Not saying that both don't have a say, but maybe one loves crunching the numbers and taking care of things. So there tends to be an information gap. And if there isn't a regular discussion or review, that gap can get wider and wider. So why don't we talk about the fix? Well, surprise, surprise, the biggest fix is talking about the money. Now, if you're uncomfortable about asking salary, start off with something less stressful. Why don't we start off with your goals? What are some things that you two would like to do in the future? I'm thinking big things. Having kids, starting a business, maybe both, maybe neither. Or you can start small if that's more of your comfort space, like your next vacation. From there, you can introduce things. Okay, so we want to go on this trip next year. How much do we need to save? How much do we have now? That can give you guys a way to test the waters before going ahead and having the quote-unquote money talk. Before we get into a little bit more about how you do that, I wanted to share another stat that's related. Fidelity found that over 1/3 of couples disagreed on the amount of their household's total investable assets. That's a pretty significant amount. So why does this happen? Again, it's how often you talk about money, but also it's how deep you talk about money. Do you kind of just cover enough to make sure the bills are being paid, or do you guys know right now where you stand financially? No, you don't have to pull out the pay stubs, but it does help. Every once in a while, do a comprehensive money review. Think of it like spring cleaning for your finances. Actually, it isn't a bad idea to look at your finances at least once a season and get a really good snapshot of where all your accounts are. That way, if something isn't going according to your plan, you guys can easily readjust and fix it for the rest of the year. Now, if you have several accounts, I'm talking, you got your bank accounts, your investments accounts, your 401k, IRAs, and you just think this is a lot to do in one weekend, there are actually some great tools you can use. Two of my favorites are Personal Capital and Mint. And what you can do with them is get all of your accounts online and they can pull that data. And within 20 minutes after you set them up, you have your financial snapshot right there. You can dig down by transactions. You can look at the big picture with your net worth. And it's simple. And once you have this information in front of you, it's a lot easier to talk about what you want to do with your money. You may find that you're in better shape than you thought, or you might discover that there's some areas that you need to work on. But that's a good thing, because that means you guys are going to be talking about money together and coming up with a plan together. And the sooner you do that, the stronger your marriage and your finances are. Okay, so there's another survey that I wanted to talk about that came from Haven Life Insurance. Special thanks to Jay from Budgets Are Sexy for highlighting them. I thought that the results were a lot scarier than Fidelity's, but I know that there are many couples in similar situations, so I do want to talk about it and hopefully come up with some solutions. According to the survey, 1 in 5 Americans have secret debt their partner doesn't know about, and more than 1 in 4 have a secret checking account. My immediate reaction was how insane those numbers were. And then I stepped back. I thought of some plausible reasons how this could have happened. I think at the root of any kind of secret accounts, especially when you're talking about debt, is that there is this fear and embarrassment from the partner that is hiding this. I'm not saying that they are trying to sabotage their family's finances, but they may be embarrassed that they got into this mess and they don't want to let their spouse know. Maybe they figured, okay, I can get this under control. But then time passes and it gets worse and worse, especially with credit cards, because you have to remember a lot of them have high interest rates, so it can snowball very quickly. And it can be scary, especially if you waited long, because now you don't have a small problem, it's gotten much bigger. But I promise you, things will only get better if you are more transparent and open with your finances. Obviously, talking about money on a regular basis is essential if you want to be successful. But if you're in a situation where you kind of have that fear of talking about your debt, or maybe you don't know how to approach it, using a free tool like Personal Capital or Mint can be a great solution. It'll keep both of you notified about the money, and you include the accounts that you want to keep tabs on. And what happens is you'll get weekly emails, texts, however you want to set it up. You'll get these updates that will let you know how your net worth is changing and also any transactions that seem unusual. That'll give you guys an opportunity to be on the same page. So when a finance charge on a credit card is showing up, both of you know that. There's no secrets or anything. Now, you still have to talk about it. It's not a perfect solution, but it is a way to catch things before they get out of control. And as you get more comfortable with talking about money, it'll be easier to work through the setbacks. All right, so those are just some of my ideas. I'd love to hear from you. What money problems or sticky situations have you two been through? How did you guys succeed on getting out of there? When you're talking about money, what system works best for you? I'd love to know. So please email me, tweet me, or go on Facebook and share your stories. It will be a big help to anyone right now that's going through this. I'll be reading and listening to all of your stories and ideas, and I will be using them in a future episode. My hope is that you too can get your finances squared away and build up your money together. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, to hear the latest episodes as they're released, go ahead and subscribe to the Couple Money Podcast. It's free and easy. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. You can also leave a rating and review on the show on any of those sites. I'd love to hear what you think, and it would be a huge help in getting the word out and helping couples. So take a minute when you have a chance. The feed is also available on couplemoneypodcast.com, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. Take care and have a wonderful week.